Pakistan's army says it is targeting militants in several areas near the country's Waziristan tribal region, killing scores of Taliban fighters who officials say were preparing to stage terrorist attacks. Top military spokesman Major General Athar Abbas says the army went on the offensive because troops were being attacked in Banu and Jani Khel district, both well-known militant strongholds.
This Jani Khel area is very notorious for criminal activities. All those who were kidnapped from major cities like Peshawar and other cities of Pakistan for ransom, they virtually ended in a place of Jani Khel. Also, the cadets who were hijacked, kidnapped from Razmak Cadet College, they also were basically kidnapped from Jani Khel. So therefore, the government had warned them. And since they did not hand over the criminals who were responsible for this, then the government decided to act against this area.
There has been speculation the army would soon turn its attention to Waziristan, where top Taliban leader Baitullah Massoud is widely thought to be based. And while the military is not ruling out a future military offensive there, Abbas says right now the army's focus is in Swat Valley.
First, we have to clear off Swat because that's very important for the military and the government to bring this operation to a logical conclusion, and it would also require chasing the militant leaders. So therefore, we are waiting for this first operation to conclude, and then, yes, maybe if the government decides, then the Waziristan will come next.
The army officially began its offensive in the Swat Valley just over a month ago after militants loyal to radical Islamic cleric Sufi Muhammad violated a peace deal and advanced to within 100 kilometers of the capital, Islamabad. The army has recaptured territory, including Swat's main town, Mingora. But the operation has created a humanitarian crisis, displacing more than 2.5 million people. Military spokesman Abbas says since the army has successfully cleared major areas of Swat, it is now trying to rebuild war-battered areas so displaced Pakistanis, commonly called IDPs, can go home.
The administration is working on a war footing to restore the electricity, water, and gas arrangement in the town before the IDPs return. And we'll not wait for the entire valley to be secured and then declare the victory. We will allow the IDPs return in sequence. We will not allow the IDPs in bulk. But the moment the towns are cleared, secured, declared fit by the administration, we will allow the IDPs to return.
The return of SWAT residents to their homes is considered key to maintaining a recent loss of public sympathy for the Taliban. Top Pakistani and U.S. officials say they are deeply concerned that those who have suffered the most as a result of the fighting in SWAT may begin to resent the Pakistani government as they continue living day after day in tent cities in the sweltering heat. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Islamabad.